Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on March 18 regarding Vincent Giannone, G-I-A-N-N-O-N-E. As per the record supplied, Vincent Giannone was seen on 12-7-20 by Dr. Volfson, V-O-L-F-S-O-N, period. He reported injuring his right knee 3 to 6 days ago after wedging it between two objects. Period. He had pain with range of motion. Period. He was able to ambulate and had no other injuries. Period. He had x-rays that were negative. Period. Dr. Wolfson diagnosed him with a knee sprain and initiated him on conservative care. Period. New paragraph. On 12-10-20, the claimant was seen orthopedically by Dr. Jean Jean-Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E. Period. He wrote the patient was given a knee sleeve that made his symptoms worse. Period. Icing helped minimally. Period. He had not done any formal physical therapy to that point. Period. He diagnosed right medial collateral ligament sprain and possible meniscus injury. Period. He made medication adjustments and ordered an MRI of the knee. Period. New paragraph. This was done on 12-14-20 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up on 12-23-20 to review these results. Period. A course of formal physical therapy was ordered. Period. His last documented visit with Dr. Jean-Pierre was on 1-20-21. Period. He wrote, Mr. Giannone should have been out of work since the injury. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Giannone was then seen orthopedically on 2-23-21 by Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period. His assessment was right knee medial meniscal tear that appears to be causally related to the incident of 12-2-20. Period. Concurred with light duty and suggested arthroscopic partial meniscectomy. Period. He returned on 5-6-21. Scratch that. On 3-18-21, he was seen by another specialist named Dr. Jazrawi, J-A-Z-R-A-W-I. Period. On 3-22-21, Dr. Jazrawi performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. On 5-7-21, Mr. Giannone had a repeat MRI of the knee to be inserted here. Period. On 5-6-21, he was seen by Dr. Gehrman, who concurred with Dr. Jazwari's recommendation for an MRI due to the nature of his complaints. Period. He also felt it was unlikely that he caused further meniscal damage, but wanted to be ensured this was not the case. Period. He did see Dr. Jazwari post-operatively. Period. This continued through 7-22-21, period. On that occasion, he wrote, Mr. Giannone is still recovering from the surgery and requires additional time for rehabilitation. Period he was cleared for full duty with no restrictions on 9/13/21. Period at the last physical examination documented on 7/22/21. He wrote there was full range of motion but traces of swelling. Period he had medial joint line tenderness and a positive medial McMurray's maneuver. Period MRI of the knee showed no new medial meniscal tear. Period there was subchondral marrow edema of the medial tibial plateau and patellofemoral cartilage loss. Period there was no description of his gait or utilization of an assistive device for ambulating. Period next section, findings and conclusions. On 12/7/20, Vincent Giannone injured his right knee at work. Period. He was seen that same day by Dr. Wolfson and was initiated on conservative care. Period. Actually, back up. He was injured on 12/2/20. And then he saw Dr. Wolfson 5 days later on 12/7/20. Period. Conservative care was initiated. Period. MRI of the right knee was done on 12/14/20. Period. Eventually had surgery on the knee on 3/22/21 to be inserted here. Period, a postoperative MRI was done on 5/7/21 to be inserted here. Period, he followed up with Dr. Gehrman through 5/6/21. Period, physical therapy was rendered through 7/27/21. Period, he was cleared to return to full duty in September of 2021. Period. New paragraph, put this in bold. Please print out the last physical therapy note from 7/27/21 so I can look for a clinical examination at that point. Period. I'll rate this case for a meniscal injury treated by partial medial meniscectomy and partial lateral meniscectomy. Period. And that is the end.